I was led to believe that the bus didn't sort of come this morning for these children who were going to attend the Holy Cross College in Strabane. And there's 8 parents that were in contact with us, and it's not the first time that this type of thing has happened. And in fact, there's a number of buses that actually service that particular route. But this bus that apparently has not weighed in from time to time is actually an education and library education authority bus itself, rather than the private bus companies that provide a service for the education authority.
Now, there is, I suppose, a faith that parents would have in that they leave their child standing at the side of a road or wherever the pickup point is, that they will be collected and safely taken to school. You know, for some of those parents, surely they were at work and suddenly were getting phone calls from their child saying that they're not at school, they don't know what to do. You know, it's a big breach of trust.
Well, I think, too, that at this time of the year, in particular, you know, for children to be standing anywhere, given the inclement weather that we can expect any morning, that it's beyond belief, like, that not only, we'll say, does the bus not arrive, but there's no communication whatsoever, we'll say, with the parents in relation to the fact that the bus is not going to be there completing its route on a particular morning. And I noticed to say that, and I'm thinking here about this time last year as well, when there was maybe a bit of frost at different times, exactly the same thing was happening, that children were left standing on the side of the road. And the other private companies that wouldn't have a responsibility, would say, for lifting those children but still provide a service to the education authority, they actually would have accommodated the children and brought them onto their bus to bring them down to the Holy Cross. And as I say, it's imperative, I think, that on the part, in particular, of the education authority, that they look at, we'll say, contingency plans in the event of a driver or a bus not being available to complete a particular route, and that those contingency plans should then be operated and ensure that children are taken to school safely.
But the four requests that you have made here, they seem very, you know, things that you would consider to be standard practice.
Well, one would expect that, and I'm hoping that in making the request that at least is laying out to the education authority an expectation on my part, on that of parents as well, too, that that this service is delivered and is consistent and is there and is reliable for them and their children.